from the imminent onslaught of the knight on the horse, and a niche opened in the wall, and she was saved. The horseman rode by, and she was hidden in the niche in the wall. If you go to Worms today, they'll show you the niche in the wall. That's legend number one. Legend number two deals with the problem of why, what great merit did the parents of Rashi have that gave them the blessing of having such a child. So that legend is that Rashi's father was a dealer in precious stones, which difficult to imagine, but because the Jews were not engaged in precious stones at that time. But in any event, he was supposed to have had in his possession a precious stone that was well known in the community of Troas, and that the church noblemen came to him one day and said that they wanted to purchase that precious stone and to put it in a crown or a decoration or a crucifix that would be used in the church services. And Rashi's father, rather than being in the position, he could not be in the position to tell them no, he would not sell them the stone, because then they would kill him. He denied having the stone. And when they came to search his home, he had taken the stone and thrown it out into the river. So that act of sacrifice, giving up that great amount of money, it was the merit of having Rashi as a child. That's the second legend. The third legend it comes down to us through various different versions. One version has it with Godfrey of Bouillon. Godfrey of Bouillon was the leader of the French knights in the First Crusade. That Godfrey came to Troyes on the way to France, on the way to Palestine, and that he asked Rashi, if he would be successful on the crusade, and Rashi told him that initially the crusade would be successful and that they would capture Jerusalem from the Muslims, but that after a period of time the Christians would be driven from Jerusalem and that he would return back to France with only three horses. And Godfrey said to him, because he felt that was a curse that Rashi put upon him, not a prediction, so he said that if he comes back with four horses, he will come to Troyes to personally destroy the Jewish community and to kill Rashi. And he came to Jerusalem, they conquered Jerusalem. After a period of time, the Muslims forced them to leave Jerusalem. He came back, so he brought with him four horses that he guarded with his life to make certain that all four horses would be alive when they returned to Troyes. And as he crossed under the arch of the city to cross back into Troyes, the keystone of the arch collapsed and one of the horses was killed. To fulfill Rashi's prediction that he would return only with three horses. Now those are legends. Those are three, let us say, sample legends about Rashi, all of which are miraculous, supernatural, legendary. And they all convey to us the feeling that Rashi was not only special, Rashi was a miracle worker. But the greatest miracle of Rashi is Rashi. That's what has to be understood here. There is no legend greater than Rashi himself.